The Youth Lead Summit is East Africa's indigenous flagship youth leadership development program dedicated to amplifying youth voices and encouraging their participation in regional governance. On Tuesday, the summit, which is being held across East African member states under the theme Development is Peace, focused on the role of youth in peace building and conflict prevention. South Sudan delegates talked about how young people can prevent violent extremism under the topic, The South Sudan We Want. Fernanda Paul Machue, Deputy President of the South Sudan National Youth Union, says she wants to see a South Sudan where citizens have free speech without fear of reprisals from the government.
We also want South Sudan that recognizes the importance of the freedom of expression among the journalists, and we want, as it is in the constitution, the rights of all journalists have been put down, but why are they not being put in practice? Why are journalists still suffering? Why are they being censored? I think we need a better South Sudan than that. We also want a South Sudan that makes education a right, not a privilege, for every child. We also want a South Sudan that should empower its states. As we all know now that we are trying to move to federalism, I think we need a better South Sudan that will give its powers to the states, whereby the states can be empowered. That's the South Sudan we want.
Machue says she envisions a South Sudan that gives powers to the states and allows them to exercise these powers freely. South Sudanese Grace Aguil Garang, an alumni of the U-Lead Summit, says her concerns are focused on the education system. Garang says she wants to see a South Sudan that has sustainable peace, that provides security to citizens and enables children to go to school.
The South Sudan I want is a literate South Sudan, a country in which its citizens, the young people, the old, are literate. As we speak now, South Sudan has literacy levels of 99 or 90% of the country is illiterate. 99% have not gone to, let's say, universities.
The youths urged South Sudan National Union President Gola Boyoy Gola to lead young people in protest demanding rights for youths. Maliamungu Zakayos, one of the panelists at the summit, says the government wasn't prepared for independence from day one. Zakayos says the country's political elite were not prepared to lead an independent nation after the referendum in 2011, adding that's why the government continues to hire foreign nationals, even though many South Sudanese attended school abroad.
These experts, they contract. These persons that I or any of us here have studied in Nairobi or in Kampala or in Kigali, the same universities, and you find most of us performed even got better degrees than these experts. But it is very ashamed to find these experts being contracted to come and work in our country, yet we have performed better than these experts in the universities.
Zakayos says government officials should trust South Sudan's youth because they have prepared from the beginning to transform the country into a peaceful, independent nation. Soro William, another panelist at the summit, tells South Sudan in Focus youths are being denied their rights.
We want to see that people are treated equal when it comes to the law, despite of their age, despite of their gender, despite of their ethnicity, and despite of their political beliefs.
With improved security, William says young people will feel safe to engage in agricultural production in their hometowns and produce enough food to feed the country instead of relying on relief aid. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.